single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
수요일. Hello everyone. Welcome to Friday, September 22nd edition of Living Life. I don't know if some of you guys know me, but in the previous episodes, I do highlight once in a while my favorite sport. And my favorite sport is absolutely sport fishing. Now, I know sport fishing is also a craze in Korea, Japan, and I mean, people love sport fishing. And I'm also kind of deep into it. I'm not just a recreational person. Right now, in the coast of California, we are catching bluefin tuna for maybe about 2 or 3 years consecutively of about 200 to 300 pounds. Just recently, someone caught a bluefin tuna over 300 pounds. Now, for us to catch tuna of that size, we have to go all the way down to Mexico, very far down to Mexico, actually. But for whatever weird reasons, just recently, the big tuna has been showing up. But the thing about these tuna is they're very, very difficult to catch. And there are many captains of sport fishing boats that are trying to go out there and get their customers on the fish. And it's very difficult, and the counts kind of jump from sometimes they have 2 fish to like 10 fish. And some captains do well and some captains don't do well. However, there is this one captain that has been consistent in catching fish, even when the conditions are bad, even if the weather's bad, even if the fish are not biting. Somehow he manages to catch fish, and then the tagline is "Believe in Jeff," and that's the name of the captain. Believe in Jeff, or trust in him. You know, in the same way, Isaiah is pleading with the people of Israel to believe in God. Have unsinkable faith in God. Let's take a look at the passage today.
Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 7. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Feet trample it down, the feet of the oppressed, the footsteps of the poor. The path of the righteous is level. O upright one, you make the way of the righteous smooth.
So right now we are in Isaiah chapter 26, 1 through 7, and it is a passage that shows the future of the strength of Israel and its tribes. Right now, they are not in a strong state. They are in a state where their cities has been torn. It has been plundered. Their cities have been ripped, and they have received domination from different countries and the leaders and kings of Gentiles. And so they're in a very low state of morale. They're being very challenged, and they're going through a lot of thoughts where, man, is God ever going to show and reveal his power? Is God ever going to show me that our nation will once again be strong? And Isaiah is prophetically announcing that God will one day, He will rebuild the walls. I mean, look at this. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. And he is constantly highlighting the fact that God is going to fortify the walls of the city and really make Israel strong and bring unity and all these wonderful things. You know, this is where I believe real faith comes out. Or this is where we can really develop faith when things are very challenging and almost seems like God is not there. Or maybe even challenges even our thoughts of, does he even exist? And the Lord, actually, sometimes he doesn't mind putting us in those junctures or those crossroads of life when we face these kinds of challenges, you know? He doesn't mind allowing those challenges to be in front of our faces because we have to deal with them through faith. And when we have true faith, we're able to overcome them and actually receive the blessings of God. For example, if you see verse 3, it says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." It shows that those who have true faith in Jesus, those who have true faith in God, these are the ones who are going to have persistent faith even when the surrounding circumstances of their life are just coming to ruins, that are just crumbling down. You know, there's death in the family. Your business is going bad. You know, your relationship with your husband or wife, like you didn't think that it was going to be that way. Something happens, you know, to your family members. All kinds of stuff. We can, when those kinds of hardships come our way, we also are challenged in our faith, aren't we? Sometimes we say, "God, if you're so good and I believe in you, why aren't good things happening to me?" And I have even seen some people leave the faith. Well, it's very clear that these times of faith will appear. These times for you to advance in your faith will appear in your life. I'm wondering if some of you guys are going through that juncture right now, that crossroad. Can I encourage you with this? That peace will come if you grab on to that faith and you're relentless. You are just going head on and saying, "Nothing in this world is going to hinder me from believing in God, even in the midst of these hard, harsh, difficult circumstances." In my life, I can tell you that these challenging times have come over and over and over again, yet it was only when I trusted in the Lord, you know. For example, I remember when my son got really ill with almost a life-threatening disease. I was at that juncture. It's either I say, "Forget you, God," or I trust in him all the way. And every time I did and put all of my faith in the Lord, there was always a peace, as the passage said. There was a perfect peace that came upon me that allowed me to really trust in him. And I want to challenge you guys too, to really trust in him. Just really have an unshakable faith. That's my challenge for you today. So in closing, I want to share a quick story as an application. There is one sister at our church who was struggling with a certain relationship that she had, boyfriend at that time, and I counseled them, and they were ready to get married, and they finally got married. But not everything in their lives were perfect. And they knew that going into this, but they really loved each other, and so they got married. Now, as they continued on in this relationship, a lot of challenges, went straight at them full force. They were faced with financial difficulties. She recently lost her job. She became pregnant, and she didn't know how to pay for the bills. There were, challenges there in the family, and financially they're feeling the pressure, so they were arguing, and many things were happening at that time, and she was contemplating, like, oh man, this is so hard, I wonder if this was the right decision. But then at the same time, she knew that God was going to help her through this situation, help them through the whole situation. So she just persisted in prayer, just never gave up on prayer. Just unshakable faith, man. Just unshakable, knowing that God will come through. And so she started asking for a job. She said, Lord, give me a job. Give my husband a job. Months passed, no job. A year passed, no job. A year and 6 months, no job. And the bills are piling up. The challenges are piling up. But she just decided, just unshakable, I'm just going to go all the way, asking the pastor, me, to pray for them, asking her community groups on a weekly basis, just persistent prayer, never giving up. You know what always happens to these people? Something good always happens to these people. Just recently, I was able to give this person a job at church, at our church. There was an opening, and somehow God just reminded me of him, and boom, got a job. You know, this is when challenges take place and we feel like God's not there. I think God is just really trying to see if you're willing to have that unshakable faith and just persist. So I want to challenge each and every one of you guys. Don't give up. Don't give up. Have that unshakable faith towards God. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we thank you for the challenge. This person, Lord, who never gave up persisting in prayer, and for you to just come through and really bring forth, Lord God, your blessings and your joy. We pray, Lord God, that I pray for every one of our brothers and sisters who are being challenged right now, for them to also have unshakable faith in their challenges and circumstances. Lord, allow them to never give up on you, and allow them to never give up on their circumstances of life, because we know you're a good God who comes through in power and blesses your children. So we pray your blessings upon each and every one of those who are struggling today. In Jesus' name, amen.
For a single soul, reaching the world and stepping in closer, CGM TV.